Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service. It is 41 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Siebertson. A man who works at the New Orleans jail is now in jail, arrested and accused of shutting off the water to a toilet to help 10 prisoners escape through a hole behind it late Thursday night. District Attorney Jason Williams.
I mean, Stevie Wonder can see that this was an inside job.
Four of the prisoners have been signed, sealed, and delivered back, six others still on the loose. President Trump on Capitol Hill urged Republican holdouts to support a multi-trillion-dollar budget package. The president told hardliners not to fool around with more Medicaid cuts. We can't use his word. Afterwards, some holdouts would not say if they were convinced. The British government is suspending free trade negotiations with Israel, slapping new sanctions on the West Bank settlements over Israel's military actions in Gaza. Prime Minister Keir Starmer addressing Parliament this morning.
We're horrified by the escalation from Israel.
Israeli Foreign Ministry saying it will not be pressured. This is ABC News. Mortgage rates just got higher again. The average rate for a 30-year fixed mortgage now over 7%. ABC News Chief Business Correspondent Rebecca Jarvis.
Anyone who's been trying to buy or even sellers out there have felt this. The mortgage rates can cause the housing market to slow when rates cross 7% in April, usually a very busy time for home buying. We saw a pullback of pending sales of existing homes. These higher rates also cause people to get priced out of the market, especially first-time buyers.
Price hikes coming down the road at Subaru. The carmaker, though, not blaming President Trump's tariffs, but what it calls market conditions. After a disciplinary hearing earlier today, U.S. women's rugby star Olive Kelter was handed a three-match ban for stomping on the head of an opponent in a test match against Australia. TV mics captured the ref saying that Kelter would be getting punished because this is thuggery. Chuck Siebertson, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, Simpsons Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Total Protect, BL Signs, Colloy Contracting, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance Company. And now stay tuned for the News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a wet 41 degrees in Richland Center. Our forecast calls for cloudy skies, windy and unusually cool, with periods of rain lighter earlier than today, high of the upper 40s to near 50, with easterly winds 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty. Blustery tonight with occasional showers, a low of 44, with east-northeast winds 15 to 25 miles per hour, tapering to 10 to 15 miles per hour. And tomorrow, dreary with off and on light rain and drizzle, a high of 53. In Richland Center, it is a wet 41 degrees. We have received nearly 1.5 inches of rain, 1.47. The Southwest Conference track meet at Dodgeville is postponed until Thursday. Mineral Point at Riverdale Baseball is postponed until next Tuesday. The Ithaca JV baseball games against Westby are canceled, and the Weston DeSoto baseball and softball games are postponed. Again, it is a dreary 41 degrees in Richland Center.
When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech, a MyPC LLC company. Serving Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa, Total Protect specializes in fire alarm installation and repair, keeping your business safe and secure. But that's not all. Total Tech also offers flat rate commercial IT support, PC repair, security camera systems, telephone systems, and cutting edge audio and video solutions. For reliable, comprehensive protection and tech services, choose Total Tech. Visit them at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. When it comes to protecting your business, trust the experts at Total Tech. Again, online at TotalTechWI.com or call 608-375-3315. Total Tech, protecting your business in Southwest Wisconsin and Northeast Iowa.
Dealing with ice and snow makes spring all the more welcome. Simpson's Tractor of Richland Center can help you get ready for spring with equipment, parts, and service to ensure you're prepared to take full advantage of the first day Mother Nature allows for field work. Simpson's Tractor and New Holland remind you that being equipped for tomorrow starts today. There is a new world out there, a world that demands more from the land and those who grow, farm, and build on it. This new world calls for New Holland, ingenuity, innovation, and the independent spirit to get more out of it while preserving as much as you can. To stay ahead of tomorrow, you need to be equipped for it today. New Holland, equipped for a new world. Visit Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, your New Holland dealer today. Take advantage of special cash back and financing offers on the equipment you need, including a full range of tractors from compacts to utility and high horsepower, as well as hay, forage, and light construction equipment like skid steer loaders. Get equipped for tomorrow today at Simpson's Tractor Richland Center. Offers end March 31st, 2025.
Good afternoon. It's 41 degrees in Richland Center at 1208. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Two University of Wisconsin-Platteville students have died after an incident that occurred at a resident hall on the University of Wisconsin-Platteville campus Monday afternoon. UW-Platteville officials issued a statement Monday night reporting that two students, Kelsey Martin, 22, of Beloit, and Haley Helms, 22, of Baraboo, died, officials said in the statement. This incident was a targeted and isolated event between the two individuals. Families of the students have been notified. Authorities said that one person was transported to the hospital from the residence hall, but they didn't give any further information. Authorities are investigating the incident, but many details about what happened are still unclear. Speaking during a news conference Monday evening, UW-Platteville University Police Chief Joseph Hallman said that authorities were alerted to the situation after a 911 call around 4 o'clock Monday afternoon. Officers responded to the situation at Wilgus Hall. It was determined it was not an active ongoing threat. Emergency personnel responded immediately. We activated our safety protocol and alerted campus to shelter in place, Hallman said. Earlier in the afternoon, university officials issued 3 shelter-in-place alerts. A UW-Platteville employee reported that 3 alerts were sent by the university around 4:30. The first reported an emergency on campus and asked people to avoid campus or shelter in place. A second alert came moments later, advising individuals to avoid Wilgus Hall. The third alert continued to urge people to shelter in place and avoid the school. UW-Platteville police and UW-Platteville communications officials said that the event was an isolated incident and there was no threat on campus. Hallman said the shelter-in-place alert was cleared just after 5. He said, quote, "This is an ongoing investigation, and we cannot comment on any specific details at this time. The situation is very fluid." Officials say the campus remains open, but final exams have been canceled. Dr. Laura Reynolds, provost and vice chancellor of academic affairs, said during a Monday evening press conference that they will cancel all final exams for UW-Platteville and UW-Baraboo campus. Quote, "Because we are a close-knit community, we feel this is in the best interest of our faculty, staff, and students." Officials said that they were setting up accommodations for any residents of Wilgus Hall. UW-Platteville University Police were assisted by the Platteville Police Department, the Grand County Sheriff's Department, and emergency management officials. Regional wireless carrier Cellcom is still dealing with a widespread outage. Many customers have been without voice and data service since last Thursday, leaving web-based apps like Facebook, Messenger, Snapchat, or WhatsApp as their only connection to family and friends. But in a Monday update, Cellcom says voice service between customers has been restored along with some text messaging services, and their remaining fixes are on the 5-yard line. Customers are encouraged to keep up on the outage via Facebook and the Cellcom website. As tornadoes popped up from Kansas to Kentucky, a depleted National Weather Service was in scramble mode. The weather office in Jackson, Kentucky, where deadly storms hit, has been closely nightly due to a lack of staffing in the wake of government cuts, but the agency had staffers working on overtime Friday night to stay on top of deadly storms. The U.S. is on track to have its second busiest tornado year ever, and some former Weather Service veterans worry that overworked meteorologists and violent weather are a dangerous combination. A Wisconsin appeals court judge who has announced spoken supporter of abortion rights in the state legislature is running for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Chris Taylor becomes the first liberal candidate to enter the 2026 race. The election next year won't be for control of the court in the battleground state because liberals will hold the majority until at least 2028. The past two Wisconsin Supreme Court elections were won by liberal candidates and broke spending records. Incumbent Justice Rebecca Bradley, one of the court's conservative minority, said last month that she'll seek re-election to another 10-year term. Advocates for people with disabilities have concerns about changes to Medicaid. House Republicans late Sunday voted to advance the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, which would extend President Trump's tax cuts while reforming Medicaid. Beth Swedeen with the Wisconsin Board for People with Developmental Disabilities says many optional Medicaid programs could be eliminated. Swedeen said such programs are the ones that are the most cost-effective because they're keeping people out of costly facilities and keeping them healthy and safe at home. That's not the way Republicans are pitching the bill. Swedeen notes that it's being sold as something to get able-bodied people who should be working into work, but less than 8% of the Medicaid population is people who aren't working and also don't have a disability or aren't a kid. Republicans on the House Budget Committee advanced the Big Beautiful Bill in an unusual late-night vote Sunday, despite opposition from conservatives who contend the cost-cutting measures in the bill did not go far enough. It's fake. That's the message U.S. Senator Ron Johnson delivered to delegates at the weekend state Republican Party convention in Rothschild regarding the House deficit reduction bill. Johnson said the big, beautiful bill isn't what it's advertised to be and will actually be increasing the federal budget deficit by a total of about $4 trillion over the next 10 years. Johnson told delegates he's digging his heels in even as other Senate Republicans oppose the House bill due to its cuts to Medicaid, arguing that will harm working Americans. Senator Tammy Baldwin is leading a group of Democratic senators urging the president to close the so-called carried interest loophole. According to a letter obtained by USA Today, Baldwin and her colleagues point out that Trump has previously called the loophole unfair to American workers. They're asking him to follow through on his campaign promise to eliminate it. The senators argue that the loophole allows investment managers to pay lower tax rates than many middle-class Americans, costing the government billions in lost revenue. Today at the Capitol, legislation to provide tax incentives for film production in Wisconsin gets a public hearing. The Senate Committee on Utilities and Tourism hears testimony on the bill. It would allow companies to apply for a 30% credit equal to cost of salary or wages for Wisconsin residents working to produce a film. It would also create a state film office to implement the tax credits. Supporters say this would have cultural and economic benefits for the state. Wisconsin is one of four states with no dedicated film office and one of 13 not to offer tax incentives for film or TV productions. Milk from farmers across the state will now have to be tested for the H5N1 virus or bird flu. The tests are a new requirement by the U.S. Department of Agriculture and could get underway later this week. Adam Brock is with the State Ag Department and says these tests are important to keep the milk supply safe.
Roughly, you're looking at about 1,250 samples a week once we get rolling. So there will be a ramp up so that we have time to just make sure that we're getting samples in. There's no issues with the process.
If the virus is found during testing, pasteurization will kill it and the milk can still be used commercially. Those results will also help with treatment for the cows infected. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have risen 7.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.98 a gallon Monday, according to Gas Buddy's survey of over 3,000 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 2.5 cents per gallon higher than a month ago and stand 38.9 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.39 a gallon Sunday, while the most expensive was $3.39 a gallon, a difference of $1 per gallon. The national average price of gasoline has risen 6.1 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $3.14 a gallon Monday. The national average is up 1.9 cents per gallon from a month ago and stands 41 cents per gallon lower than a year ago, according to Gas Buddy data compiled from more than 11 million weekly price reports covering over 150,000 gas stations across the country. The national average price of diesel has increased 2.9 cents in the last week and stands at $3.50 per gallon. Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis at Gas Buddy, said, quote, gasoline prices jumped in over three-quarters of U.S. states over the last week as oil prices surged following former President Trump's decision to reduce tariffs and strike new trade deals, moves that inspired optimism that a major tariff-induced economic slowdown might be avoided. He added, in addition to gains in price-cycling markets, rising oil prices fueled by economic optimism and tightening gasoline inventories contributed to broader upward pressure on prices. While Americans are still seeing significant savings compared to a year ago, that gap has narrowed as oil prices have rebounded. As we approach Memorial Day, Gas Buddy is preparing to release its summer travel survey results and issue a gas price forecast for the season. For now, motorists can expect one of the most affordable summers for hitting the road since the pandemic, with gas prices tracking at some of the lowest inflation-adjusted levels in years. Governor Tony Evers has signed a bill that would keep Thermo Fisher Scientific in Dane County. The company employs 1,800 people in Middleton and was being lured by other states. Lawmakers crafted a plan to give Thermo Fisher extra tax incentives that passed with bipartisan support. The company is also planning on expanding, which should create an additional 350 jobs. A repeat OWI offender was arrested again in Iowa County. Sheriff Michael Peterson reports that the Iowa County Sheriff's Office has arrested Zachary James Zeradica, 34, of Linden, following a high-speed traffic stop that resulted in charges of operating while intoxicated, third offense, and bail jumping. The arrest took place Saturday afternoon at approximately 3:20 when deputies observed a vehicle traveling at 102 miles per hour in a 65 mile per hour zone on U.S. Highway 18-151 in the town of Brigham. The driver, identified as Radica, was pulled over by Iowa County deputy. Upon contact, deputies observed numerous empty beer cans inside the vehicle and detected the odor of intoxicants. After field sobriety testing, he was placed under arrest and transported to Iowa County Sheriff's Jail without incident. This marks Zachary Radica's second OWI arrest in just over a month. On April 12th, he was arrested by the Iowa County Sheriff's Office for operating while intoxicated, third offense, after being stopped for traveling 95 miles per hour in a 55 mile per hour zone and failing to stop at a stop sign. He was released on bond with the explicit condition not to operate a motor vehicle while intoxicated. Zachary Radica now faces operating while intoxicated, third offense, a misdemeanor, which if found guilty of the April 12th OWI, this would move to a fourth offense. This can't be charged until found guilty of the prior offense. He also faces misdemeanor bail jumping. He posted a bond of $1,850 and is scheduled to appear in court on August 25th. A Milwaukee man faces federal arson charges after prosecutors say he set fire to a chair inside MATC's downtown campus last week. The alleged actions of Jarrell Cotton qualify for federal prosecution because the college serves students from outside Wisconsin. Cotton, previously convicted of arson in 2015, was allegedly caught on video starting the fire, which triggered sprinklers and caused significant water damage. Cleanup costs could be near $200,000. It's 41 degrees in Richland Center at 1221. A boy's dream is coming true. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
The right loan is just as important as finding the right vehicle. At WCCU Credit Union, we help you look beyond the monthly payment to help you understand the entire cost, including insurance, interest, and warranties. Whether you're purchasing from a dealer or a private party, WCCU offers you better solutions with affordable loans from local people you know and trust. And with our AutoSmart program, we can give you access to dealer inventories and even pre-approve your loan. For more details, contact any of our offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Be prepared for the upcoming season with a ready and rolling sales event at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Currently, significant savings are available for pre-orders of select New Holland equipment. Benefit from discounts of up to $10,500 on roll belt, round balers, and up to $7,500 on disc bind, disc mower conditioners. Simpson's Tractor provides a comprehensive range of equipment for cutting and baling operations, ensuring efficiency and performance, supported by attractive offers and rebates. These promotional offers conclude on June 30th. Visit Simpson's Tractor, your authorized New Holland dealer in Richland Center, to take advantage of these opportunities today.
It's currently a rainy 41 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:24. The engines were loud, but the hearts behind them were even louder. This past Saturday, over 150 bikers rolled out for the annual Big Bikes for Little Tykes ride, all to help make a dream come true for a young man, 15-year-old Dallas Gardner from Hillsboro. Dallas lives with brittle bone disease and other serious health issues and challenges. He's 100% wheelchair dependent, but ask him about football and his face lights up. He's a huge Dallas Cowboys fan, and his dream? to watch them take on the Green Bay Packers live in Texas. Thanks to the Big Bikes for Little Tykes ride, that dream is becoming reality. All rider registration fees and raffle proceeds are going straight to help Dallas and his family make the trip. A powerful ride, a powerful cause, Big Bikes for Little Tykes, proving once again that the road to kindness is wide open. Tonight is the final night to audition for the Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin summer musical production of Little Shop of Horrors, which will take the stage July 25th, 26th, 27th, and August 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. Cameron Cormican will be the director of the musical.
I have adored this show ever since I watched it. I'm going to age myself because this movie came out in 86 and I saw it in the theater in its original run back when I was 10 years old. And ever since then, I've been in love with this show. And that's kind of been always one of my bucket list things, to be a part of a theater production of this show in some way at some point.
Auditions will be held tonight at 6:30 at the Richland Center City Auditorium. Roles to audition include Seymour, the nerdy flower shop assistant, his co-worker and love interest, Audrey, and the voice of Audrey 2, the plant, to name a few. Auditioners should prepare a song in the style of a late 50s or early 60s rock and roll or R&B song. Auditioners will also be asked to read parts from the script. Behind the scenes, people are needed as well, especially anyone who can help build a set, help build or find props, or serve as stage crew or house staff. For questions or more information, email communityplayerssswi@gmail.com or call the show's director, Cameron Cormican, at 608-844-1245. More information can be found on the Community Players of Southwest Wisconsin Facebook page. It's National Mailbox Improvement Week. This week, the U.S. Postal Service is encouraging customers to inspect, maintain, and upgrade their mailboxes to help ensure safe, secure, and efficient mail delivery. Each year, USPS designates the third week of May as Mailbox Improvement Week to encourage customers with box-on-post delivery to examine and, where necessary, improve the appearance of their mailboxes. Through regular mailbox maintenance, efficient mail delivery, enhanced neighborhood curb appeal, and improved postal service operations are better ensured. The Postal Service annually calls attention to Mailbox Awareness Week because of the wear and tear that occurs to mailboxes throughout the year. Some of the typical activities homeowners may need to do include replacing loose hinges on a mailbox door, repainting a mailbox that may have rusted or has started to peel, remounting a loosened mailbox post, replacing or adding house numbers, and keeping security top of mind. Tips to secure your mail include: promptly pick up your mail, try not to leave letters and packages in your mailbox or at your door for any length of time, and report mailbox vandalism. If you see someone actively tampering with a mailbox, immediately report it to the police. If you know of someone who committed an act of mailbox vandalism, report it to postal inspectors at 1-877-876-2455. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation advises motorists to pack some patience on Wisconsin roads and avoid distractions during the Memorial Day weekend and throughout the summer. According to AAA, more than 750,000 people will travel on Wisconsin roads this holiday weekend. Peak travel times are expected from 1 to 9 p.m. this Thursday, between noon and 8 Friday, and from 4 to 7 Monday. Motorists are encouraged to use the state's free traveler information resource, 511 Wisconsin, 511wi.gov, to know before you go, with access to travel speeds, live traffic cameras, and locations of road work. Alerts and updates provided via these sites are not intended for use while driving. When driving, your focus should always be on the road ahead. Wisconsin DOT offers these safety reminders: Buckle up, phone down, every trip, every time. Slow down, posted speed limits apply to ideal travel conditions. Eliminate distractions and focus on what's ahead. Move over or slow down for emergency responders stopped along a highway with their warning lights flashing. That includes police and fire vehicles, ambulances, tow trucks, and highway maintenance vehicles. Steer it, clear it. State law requires drivers to move vehicles involved in a crash out of traffic if no one is hurt and the vehicles can be moved safely. If someone is hurt or the vehicle is disabled, drivers should not risk injury by trying to push the vehicle out of traffic. The State Health Department is reminding you to check for ticks when you come in from outdoor activities. Epidemiologist Rebecca Osborne says tick-borne illnesses like Lyme disease and alpha-gal syndrome can be devastating. Be sure to wear long pants and tuck them in your socks when in wooded areas, or scrub to prevent ticks from getting up your legs, and wear EPA-approved bug spray when outdoors. Also, be sure to check your pets when they come in as well, because ticks can travel on their fur and bite you indoors. The Department of Natural Resources has funding available for organizations to promote ATV-UTV safety. Off-Highway Vehicle Administrator Jacob Holsklaw says it's a great avenue for the DNR to be able to connect with local organizations that will spread the word on how to enjoy ATVs and UTVs safely. Organizations are encouraged to apply for this two-year program by the end of May for up to $316,464 in funding annually. Visit the DNR's website for more information on how to apply for funding. Life jackets are the best way to save your life on the water, but many people still aren't wearing them. DNR Warden Darren Kuhn tells WXPR in Rhinelander that every boat is required to have as many life preservers or jackets on board as passengers, but that many people simply stow them away. He says no one is going to rush to open compartments and get out a life jacket when an emergency happens. The DNR issues around 500 citations a year for failure to have life-saving devices, and most people who drown on Wisconsin lakes were not wearing a jacket. It's 41 rainy degrees in Richland Center at 12:31. Today's vital statistics are next.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At the Gokenauer Agency, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff. For Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, they'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
Whenever you're in Southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a standout wrap to the business sign that greets you before you even step out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it, BL Signs is behind it. Known for delivering projects done well, on time and on budget, BL Signs of Richland Center is your trusted source for all your signage needs. Start your next project with BL Signs. Visit them online at blsignage.com.
It's 41 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:34. Today's final statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Sylvia Jean Blackburn, 78 of Indiana, formerly of Richland Center, died January 3rd after a brief illness. A celebration of life will be held Thursday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. Burial will be held in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Sylvia Blackburn is survived by her brother, Richard and Lynn Blackburn of Menominee Falls, her sister, Lois and Craig McGeary of Muskego, nieces, a nephew, great-nieces and nephews. Sylvia Jean Blackburn, 78 of Indiana, formerly of Richland Center. Beverly A. Knight, age 84, died May 11th. Funeral services will be held at 1 o'clock Thursday at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet. Burial will be held in the Avoca Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Funeral Home in Muscadet Thursday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Beverly Knight is survived by 7 sons, Jerry and Denise of Poinette, Jeffrey and Dale of Reedsburg, John of Avoca, Jason and Mary of Oklahoma, Joel and Cheryl of Portage, Jesse and Angie of Muscadet, and Jody and Kerry of Portage. 12 grandchildren, 13 great-grandchildren, 2 great-great-grandchildren, siblings Diane and Russell Stevenson of Janesville, and Sandra and Steve Evans of Sun Prairie. Sisters-in-law Juanita Persinger of Richland Center and Betty Persinger of Wanakee. Nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Beverly A. Knight, age 84. Danny Joe Baldwin, 73 of Hillsborough, died Friday at Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. Funeral services will be held Saturday at 2:30 at the Burr Wesleyan Church. Burial will be in the Forest Burr Cemetery. Friends may call at the church Saturday from 12:30 until the time of service at 2:30. The Piha Funeral Home in Hillsborough is assisting the family. Danny Baldwin is survived by his wife of 47 years, Donna, children, Lyle and Polly, George and Amanda, Jessica and Craig Holgerson, and Sarah and Chris Benish, 20 grandchildren, siblings, Eileen and Myron, Ludvina, Sharon and Butch Haug, Jerry Baldwin, Peter Baldwin, Catherine and Gordon Ressler, Molly and Tim Pettit, and Christy and Dennis Larson. Sister-in-law Esther Baldwin, many nieces and nephews. Danny Joe Baldwin, 73 of Hillsborough.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center has achieved the prestigious 5-star rating from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. This rating is the highest possible and places RAMC among the elite. Only 8% of hospitals nationwide receive this distinction. The 5-star rating is based on 46 quality measures, including safety of care, patient experience, timely and effective care, and more. 5 stars indicates exceptional and consistent quality care right here in Reedsburg. RAMC Health.com.
Founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance understands the unique needs of Wisconsin's agriculture industry. Tony and Dana Doherty are committed to providing farm families with expert advice, personalized coverage, and fast claims service. As Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can trust Rural Mutual to keep your farm protected. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 608-647-2972 or stop by 261 East Court Street, Suite D, Richland Center for a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
This Memorial Day, get ready to relax in style because we are giving you 20% off all outdoor furniture, from cozy patio sets to durable dining for the deck. We've got everything you need to make summer great, and it's all 20% off now through Memorial Day. Shop local, save big. A-plus furniture and mattress outlet in Court and Main, now together with entrances on Court Street and Main Street in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned independent pharmacy proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Basketball Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Chris and Debbie Fink. Best wishes to you from your friends at Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Quite the soggy morning we had across southwest Wisconsin. Some impressive rain totals, 2.5 inches around Gays Mills, for example. And we picked up 1.94 inches around Boscobel through late morning. Dodgeville, almost 1.9 inches. Around Richland Center, 1.11 inch. And over in Lone Rock, about 1 inch in 5 hundredths. And of course, the rain is not done yet. The heaviest is shifting north of us now, but still some scattered showers will be with us all the way through tomorrow. So we're likely to pick up at least another quarter to a half inch over the period. The strong gusty winds will taper down a little bit by tonight, but still be noticeable through tomorrow, and temperatures on the cool side. Finally, by Thursday and Friday, high pressure will build in, giving us more sunshine and slightly warmer daytime temperatures, feeling a bit more spring-like, and that quiet weather should stick around all the way through Sunday. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Cloudy, windy, and chilly. Periods of rain, but lighter than earlier today. Temperatures just hitting the upper 40s to around 50. East wind 15 to 25 and gusty. Blustery tonight with occasional showers, low at 44. Tomorrow, dreary with some off and on light rain and drizzle, high at 53. The wind northeast and north at 8 to 16 miles per hour. Thursday, partly sunny and not as cool, maybe some sprinkles, low 43 with a high of 62. As we head into Friday, partly sunny, low 40, high of 62. Saturday, dry and quiet with a mix of sun and clouds, low near 39, high at 64. On Sunday, partly cloudy and mild, high temperature reaching about 66. And Monday, partly sunny, fairly seasonal, high temperature reaching about 69 degrees there on Memorial Day. Have a good afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There's only one day that's better to start an IRA than today, and that's yesterday. The Richland County Bank encourages you to start an IRA today before today is yesterday. Many financial experts estimate that you may need up to 85% of your pre-retirement income in retirement. The Richland County Bank offers a variety of traditional and Roth IRAs, allowing you to save money for retirement in a tax-advantaged way. A visit to the Richland County Bank is a perfect way to start paying yourself first with an IRA, or call 608-647-6306. It's never too early to plan for your retirement, and the earlier you make your contribution, the more you will earn at Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Richland County Bank, we want to be your bank for life.
It's currently an overcast 41 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 59, our low this morning was 38. Our high so far today came early this morning at 48. The record high for this state, 91, was set in 1972. The record low, 29, was set in 1954. Last year's high was 73 with a low of 59. Sunset tonight will be at 8:24 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:32. Currently in Richland Center, we have westerly winds 4 to 9 miles per hour. The barometer is at 29.87. Relative humidity is 99%, and we have received 1 47 hundredths of an inch of rain so far today. Due to the wet weather, we do have some cancellations to pass on. The Southwest Conference track meet at Dodgeville is postponed until Thursday. Mineral Point at Riverdale Baseball is postponed until next Tuesday. The Ithaca JV baseball games against Westby are canceled, and the Weston DeSoto baseball and softball games are postponed. Again, currently in Richland Center, it is an overcast 41 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
Farm groups make a case for conservation with the U.S. Senate Ag Committee. Next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health Campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Several farm group representatives from the Midwest and the Mid-South tell the U.S. Senate Agriculture Committee they want more conservation, not less, in the next farm bill. Among those making the pitch, Gary Blair of Starkville, Mississippi, president of the National Association of Conservation Districts.
Our ability to achieve landscape-scale conservation goals relies on the voluntary cooperation of millions of farmers, ranchers, and forest stewards who manage these lands every day. They want to leave the land better than they found it, but they can't do it alone. They need timely, high-quality technical assistance and conservation programs like EQIP and CSP to keep their lands healthy and productive.
Those testifying made it clear they were worried about staff and funding cuts affecting USDA conservation programs. Chad Ellis, CEO of the Texas Agricultural Land Trust, says the country is literally continuing to lose ground.
In the last 5 years, we've seen over 18,000 farms and ranches lost in Texas. We are losing 49 acres a day of our working lands that are being basically converted into the last crop, the crop of concrete.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City, taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home, garden, tractor. McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
USDA announced new policy proposals designed to serve family farm operations. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins spoke in Nebraska Monday, where she announced USDA's Family Farmer First Initiative as part of the Make Agriculture Great Again agenda.
I think there's been a lot of conversation around what and how we keep America strong, how we bring prosperity back to rural America. And at the base of all of that, the foundation is our small family farmer.
Rollins says the USDA must change the way it does business, and the new initiative includes 10 policy pieces.
Number one, ensuring a simple and streamlined and transparent tools that we have through USDA and across the government and application. Number two, ensuring reliable access to credit.
Rollins says the initiative also prevents using farmland for solar installations, ensuring farms can be passed on to the next generation, and putting the focus of USDA back on the farmer and rancher. She says USDA will also be working to help farmers get access to the labor they need. State officials say Wisconsin's participation in the national milk testing strategy for the H5N1 virus will have little impact on producers. Adam Brock, the Ag Department's Division Administrator for Food and Recreational Safety, says Wisconsin chose to use a milk collection and testing system that was already in place for testing milk quality.
Those samples show up at the quality testing labs. A portion of that is aliquoted off, or a small portion is taken and put into vials and then sent to WVDL,
which is the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory at UW-Madison. Brock says using the existing milk quality samples means no additional sample taking and no additional people visiting farms. Wisconsin has the most dairy farms in the nation with more than 5,000, and all of them must be tested monthly. Brock says there will be over 1,250 samples tested every week once testing has ramped up.
We have trialed. I know WVDL has done some trial of non-H5N1 just to see if the process works.
If H5N1 is detected on a Wisconsin farm, the Wisconsin Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory will notify the Division of Animal Health, and that division will work with farms regarding quarantine requirements. Ag stakeholders are anxiously awaiting a report from the Make America Healthy Again Commission. U.S. Senator Chuck Grassley says the report could be released as soon as this week, and he has several questions.
Has Senator Kennedy and staff met with food and agriculture stakeholders or only environmental groups? If so, which ones?
The Iowa Republican says he also wants to know if USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins and EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin have been consulted in developing the report. I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield.
Empower Dairy, a full solution approach for producers. Merck Animal Health livestock and dairy veterinarian, Dr. John Champagne.
Cows are most productive when all aspects of dairy management sort of work together. Even though we focus on individual parts, it's the entire system and the dance that that system does. This includes identification, our monitoring, and our biopharma portfolio. And by using all three of these, the Empower module allows us to maximize productivity while reducing animal stress, labor, and inefficiencies. We have not only just the products, but the solutions as well to enhance and go along with the products, and those things can be interchangeable. In addition to that, we have expertise within the organization and a significant amount of research and development.
Visit productive-cows.com or contact a Merck Animal Health representative to learn the best Empower approach to keep your cows productive.
Burnham Lumber Company salutes beef farmers during May Beef Month with big savings. Save 6% on all Mirafont energy-free and energy-efficient waterers and accessories. Plus, get an additional $65 to $125 back in rebates on each qualifying Mirafont waterer purchased. May is also a great time to save on treated bunks. During May Beef Month, take $25 off any treated feed bunk or treated silage bunk and take $15 off any treated calf bunk. Contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today and save during May Beef Month.
Serving the community for over 90 years. Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
Insurance volatility is increasing, and the stability of some companies can be in question. I'm Dylan Lewis with Richards Insurance. We would love to review your insurance needs for possible rate savings and offer quality coverage. With many quality carriers to choose from, we can offer quotes for farm, business, auto, home, and life insurance. Visit RichardsInsure.com to request a quote today.
A quiet start for direct cash cattle business, and cash hogs are lower at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report, brought to you by Propane. The Propane Farm Research Program offers compensation for using propane equipment. More information is available at propane.com/PFRP. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet, typical for a Tuesday. Bids and asking prices have yet to surface. Show lists are mixed, about steady in Nebraska, Colorado, but lower in Kansas and Texas. It's likely significant trade volume will hold out until the latter half of the week. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, compared to last week, feeder steers were steady to $8 lower. Feeder heifers were $5 lower. To $5 higher, the USDA says supply was heavy with good demand. Quality was off from last week's offering, and this week included a lot of unweaned and non-vaccinated calves. Feeder supply included 63% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 550 to 582 pounds, brought $375 to $407. Feeder steers, 807 to 848 pounds, brought $289.75. to $299. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 704 to 723 pounds, brought $280 to $309. Box beef was sharply higher and higher at midday with very good demand for light offerings. Choice up 563 at 360.44. Select was $1 higher at 345.20. 12. Cash hogs were lower at midday with fairly light negotiated purchases. Processors are off to a lackluster start to the day, but that could pick up as they work to move needed numbers. The industry continues to monitor demand both on the global market and domestically. Any significant changes could push prices in either direction. The industry is monitoring any movement with China. While tariffs were paused, it could take some time before the country begins to ramp up its purchases. And it's also optimistic domestic demand could see a boost as summer grilling season is just around the corner. Barrels and gilts at the national daily direct were down 40 cents with a weighted average of 94.51. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported at midday due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $66. In Illinois, slaughter sale prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $47 to $59. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $54 to $64. And pork values were lower at midday, down 53 cents at $100.56. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Hello, everyone. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield, inviting you to join me each week on Outdoor Adventures. From the hardwoods to the shoreline, we talk with outdoor industry experts about all the things you need to know for your hunting and fishing adventures. I grew up in the whitetail woods and have a deep passion for sharing hunting stories with our guests, as if we're sitting around the campfire. Be sure to check out Outdoor Adventures from Brownfield Ag News.
One of your biggest investments, season after season, is high-quality feed. But are you getting the most from it? If you aren't using a silage inoculant to preserve the quality and nutritional value of your high-quality silage, the answer is no. When you pair your high-quality silage with science-based, research-proven Silosol brand products from Novonesis, not only are you supporting improved herd health and performance, but you know you're getting the maximum return on your feed investment. Talk to your local dealer about what sets Silosol inoculants apart. Purchase your silage inoculant today.
Hi, everyone. This is Angie from Aiders and Plain. If it's been a minute since you've been in, you should stop by. We spent this spring ripping out our tile floor, moving shelving, polishing the concrete floors, putting the shelves back, and then moving departments and adding lots of new items. My crew and I have been super busy. We're almost done with the indoor improvements, just in time to help you with all your outdoor projects. The greenhouses are open and the plants are happy and healthy. Our lawn and garden department is brimming with everything you need to get your yard in shape. We updated our computer system last fall, and with that came the ability to offer you same-day pickup. You can hop online to doitbest.com, find our store, and shop our inventory right from home. Submit an online order, we do the shopping for you, and we'll send you a message when it's ready for pickup. We are still your great big store with small town smiles and appreciate your shopping local.
Hogs are mixed, soybeans, cattle, and corn are higher. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Stein's focus on delivering higher yielding genetics faster than the competition is why they've released more Enlist E3 lines than any other company. Stein has yield. Soybeans are back to modestly higher on short covering and technical buying. Looks like there might be some commercial activity in here today as well. 66% of U.S. beans are planted ahead of average, but with widespread rain delays in the forecast over the next week or so. Recent heavy rainfall has delayed harvest and impacted quality in Argentina. July beans are up 2 1/4 at 10.52 and 3/4. August is 2 1/4 higher at 10.50. July bean meal is up $2.20 at $2.93.30, and July bean oil is down 15 points at $49.30. Corn's up, 78% of the crops planted, with more rain in the forecast for parts of the Corn Belt into late this month. There is also ongoing support from the overall solid demand outlook. The EIA's ethanol numbers are out tomorrow. July corn's up 5 3/4 at 4.53 1/4, and September 6 1/4 higher at 4.34 1/2. And wheat's higher with a little bit of help from the lower trade in the dollar index. The USDA's winter wheat rating dipped, and there are disease concerns for hard and soft red winter. The trade's also watching expanding drought in parts of China. July Chicago is in the lead, up 17 3/4 at 5.46 3/4. Live and feeder cattle are up, preparing for direct business and Friday's cattle on feeder port. Box beef at midday is sharply higher. There was some very light trade yesterday in Kansas, but not nearly enough to establish any kind of a trend. June live's up 47 at 213.45. August is 12 higher, 208.05. August feeders are up 35 at 297.82. And hogs are mixed on spread trade, the weak midday pork and the steady to weak cash. June's up 55 at 99.80. July leans down 35 at 103.22. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. SO4 pelletized gypsum is the superior sulfur source that delivers the right amount of sulfur, perfectly matching plant needs for yield-maximizing plant growth. SO4 consistently performs in trials, providing up to a 13-bushel increase on corn. Ask your agronomist about applying SO4 pelletized gypsum and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Food insecurity in children in rural America. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Food insecurity is present in every county across the United States. Emily Engelhard, Vice President of Research at Feeding America, says a recent survey shows that there is a rising rate of child food insecurity in rural America, despite most children in the U.S. living in metropolitan areas.
If we're sort of digging into the data and looking at these specific counties, it's interesting. The county with the highest rate of food insecurity, which is in Texas, is a rural county, and the lowest level of food insecurity, which is 6%, is Oliver County in North Dakota. So we're seeing rural rural communities experiencing the full spectrum. That said, rural counties make up about 62% of all of the counties in the U.S., and 88% of those fall into this category that we call high food insecurity rate counties. So these are the counties that have the highest rates of food insecurity. So we are seeing a disproportionate experience for communities and rural areas that are really suffering from food insecurity.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
Veltima fungicide out-yields the competition by an average of 7 bushels per acre. But you've never been average. The only competition that really matters is you versus you. And with the performance of Veltima fungicide from BASF, you can take your best results even further. Beat your own record. Get every bushel you deserve. And make this your best season yet with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
The news this hour is sponsored by Richland Center Pharmacy and Right Way Shell.